We're joined now on the air by Jeremiah Quick. He's with the Sikeston JCs. We're going to talk about the Sikeston JCs Boot Hill Rodeo. It is still a little bit away, but it's such a big event that we want to kind of give you a little head start on knowing about it. Coming up on August 7th through August 10th, they've got a full concert and they've got a full rodeo every single night. How's it all coming together, Jeremiah?
Man, it's starting to come together pretty good. We're busy. We're working every day out there, getting it ready to go. With a lot of work poured in. These guys, a lot of time away from their family and the home front to make sure we got a rodeo in August, and it's winding up. We're getting ready to go.
It's probably the biggest event in the Boot Hill all year, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's one of the biggest events in the state of Missouri. A lot of people don't know how big that rodeo is, but it's one of the biggest rodeos in the country, and I think it's the second largest event in the state of Missouri.
You guys have lots of grandstands there, and what's cool is that the stands are all the way around the arena, and they get packed every single night.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we can fit over 10,000 people in, and there's not a bad seat in the house. Like you said, they go all the way around, so no matter where you sit, from A to W, you're going to have a good view.
How long have you been involved with the rodeo?
I've been around about 10 years.
All right. So not even close to as many as it's been going, right?
Sir?
How many years has the rodeo been going there?
Yeah, the rodeo's been going on this is our 67th year.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And, so I've only been around for a very, very small piece of it. There's been a lot of rodeos for a long time.
So it's a nationally sanctioned rodeo, and does it still play into the national championships?
Oh, yes, sir, yeah. If you want to go to the NFR, you got to come through Sikeston. If you're a big rodeo fan, Trevor Brazil, Tuff Cooper, all those big names, if you're gonna go to Vegas, you got to come through Sikeston to get there.
That means that all the top cowboys are coming then, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Every year we have some of the top-ranked cowboys, and we've had number one-ranked cowboys there for several years in a row.
Jeremiah Quick, my guest with the Sikeston JCs, and we're talking about the rodeo and all the concerts and the fun time coming up in August. What's your favorite event, Jeremiah?
Man, I'm a bullfighting guy. I love the animal versus athlete. I'm an animal fan, so I hope the animal athlete wins more than I do the cowboy.
So you have a concert every night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Starts August 7th, goes through the 10th, and it's not often you can get a full rodeo, especially one of the best in the country, followed by a full headlining concert. And you guys, I like your mix because you get in some proven country stars, but then you also get some up-and-comers. And let's start it right off with Wednesday night, Morgan Wallen. The guy just hit number one. You got him at the right time.
Man, they say timing's everything, and when we picked him up, you know, we knew that he was taking a surge, and now he has the song of the summer with his, and we're proud to be able to have him come to Sikeston.
Yeah, I played Whiskey Glasses earlier this morning. I love it. I think it's a great song. Aaron, I'll tell you what, Aaron Tippin, man, that guy's perfect for a rodeo crowd.
Oh, man, with that trio we got on Thursday nights, you got Aaron Tippin, then you got Colin Rain, you got Sandy Kershaw, we've never had three in one night, and we've had the opportunity to get all three of them in one night. We couldn't get our feet on the ground fast enough to try to get those guys here, and we had opportunity to get those guys signed.
And then you've got a guy that, he's among the hottest country superstars right now, Jake Owen, and he's coming up on that Friday slot.
Oh, yeah, Jake Owen, man, he's a fireball in the industry. And everybody knows the name. You know all the songs. He's been around a long time, and he's still at the top of the charts. And we're proud to have him come to Sikeston and kick the weekend off on Friday with little Jake Owen.
So you got all these great solo acts, and you round it out on Saturday night, August 10th, with one of the hottest groups in country music right now, Midland.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they're the biggest group in country music, at least we think so. And their music, man, they just released a single, Mr. Lonely. I'm sure you guys have been playing it, but, I mean, it's just one good song after the other. I mean, we're super excited to have those guys there and finish the weekend out and the week of rodeo out with some drinking music and some boot stomping and some dancing music. And we're happy to have them.
Have you guys sold a lot of tickets already, Jeremiah?
No, I tell you what, we're selling tickets left and right. Like, there's still several left, but I wouldn't drag your boots if you've been to the rodeo and you're like, man, I like to sit in that section. I wouldn't drag my boots on getting them because they are selling like hotcakes.
All right. That's good to know. And then you can do that right at your website, right? SikestonRodeo.com?
Yes, sir. You can go to SaxtonRodeo.com and check it out. You can go 1-800-455-BULL, or if you're in the Sykeston area, swing by our ticket office. One of the guys up there help you out.
All right. And you can, and the one ticket, it covers both the rodeo and the concert, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you buy your ticket, and that gets you in for the rodeo and stay around for the concert.
All right. Sounds good. Can you also buy season passes if you want to?
I'm sorry, I broke up.
Can you also buy season passes for the entirety of all the events?
Yes, sir. We have some season ticket holders. In order to buy the season ticket holder, you have to call the ticket office. So you have to call the 1-800-455-BULL if you want to be a season ticket holder. But, yes, you can absolutely do that.
Sounds great. Anything else you'd like to tell us about the Sykeston Bootheel JC's Rodeo?
Well, on the 29th of this month from downtown Sykeston, we are going to have a rodeo kickoff party. We're going to have a live band, have some music, food, good time. It's going to be a family atmosphere, bouncy houses, pony rides, ticket deals, stuff like that. So if you're in the Sykeston area on the 29th, which I believe is the last Saturday of the month, you want to come out and have a good time and hang out with us. We want to invite everybody to come on down. It's from 2 to 10. The food, we have food trucks down there. The food trucks will be down there from 2 to 6. We have a big variety of food, sweets, the whole nine. So if you guys are in the area, come on down, check us out, come say hi.
Sounds like a great time, and we'll be there to broadcast from the first day of the rodeo as well on August 7th, that Wednesday night. We always have a great time showing up as well. You guys do such a tremendous job with your hospitality. I hope you have another great year.
Man, thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you this fall.
You betcha. Jeremiah Quick from the Sykeston JCs joining us right here on J98 to tell us all about the Sykeston JCs Boot Hill Rodeo on J98.